Hello, friends. This is Fred Dominguez. One of the aspects of the Lord's ministry on the earth that distinguished him from other teachers is that he had a large following among women. According to Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, some of these women even traveled from place to place with Jesus and the 12, and they even contributed to the support of Jesus and the 12 from their own private means. This certainly was not typical of the teachers of that time. During the course of the Lord's ministry, he had several memorable encounters with women. One was with the woman who touched his cloak as he walked among the crowds in order to be healed of her hemorrhage. Another was with the Samaritan woman at the well in Sychar. A third was with the woman who had been taken in the act of adultery. In each case, the Lord showed courtesy and genuine compassion as he dealt with their particular needs. These cases were what we might call passing or incidental encounters. There is no indication in Scripture that the Lord ever saw these women again. But there were some women with whom he had repeated contact and for whom he had special regard. Two women among the Lord's acquaintances stand out in this respect. They were sisters who lived with their brother in the town of Bethany, just a short distance from Jerusalem. Their names are Martha and Mary, and they are the subject of our study this morning as we continue our series on 12 extraordinary women. We learn from John chapter 11 that Martha and Mary lived in the city of Bethany, which is about 2 miles to the east of Jerusalem. Today we would consider Bethany to be a suburb or bedroom community to Jerusalem. There are 3 occasions in the Gospels when Jesus came to this city and spent time with Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus. One occasion is in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, which we will consider in more detail in just a moment. The other 2 occasions are in John chapter 11, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and then in John chapter 12, when Martha was the hostess at a dinner given for Jesus a short time after Lazarus' resurrection. It is clear from these instances that Jesus enjoyed a very special relationship with his family. In fact, John chapter 11 and verse 5 says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. The only other disciple about whom this is said is John. Now, we are not told in the Scriptures how Jesus became acquainted with his family or what led to them becoming so close to him. And we would not err greatly, however, to suggest that they were among his earliest disciples. It is also reasonable to suppose that they were particularly hospitable to Jesus and that from this hospitality their mutual love grew. Commentators sometimes suggest that Martha was the older of the 2 sisters and also the older than Lazarus. Several factors, of course, lead to this conclusion. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, the Scripture speaks of the home into which Jesus was invited as Martha's home. This certainly would not have been the case if Lazarus were senior to Martha. Also, in most cases in which the siblings are named, Martha is listed first and Lazarus last. It was generally customary to list family members in their order of birth. So if this is the case, then Martha was the elder sibling. We also notice that Martha is always presented as the hostess or the one in charge when Jesus came for a meal. If Martha were indeed the eldest, it would explain her displeasure at Mary for not assisting in the serving. It appears from the references to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus that none of them was married. No mention is ever made of a wife for Lazarus or husbands for Martha and Mary. Neither is there any indication of children. Some have speculated that Martha was a widow, but that cannot be ascertained from the Scriptures. Others have suggested that the siblings were still relatively young. This may have been the case, but once again it cannot be determined from the Scriptures. Whatever their ages and marital background may have been, during their acquaintance with the Lord, they were single and sharing Martha's house. As we consider these 2 extraordinary women, we are immediately struck by the contrast in their personalities. In each of the three cases in which they appear in the scriptures, this is evident. In John chapter 11, verses 20 to 27, when Jesus arrived in Bethany after Lazarus died, Martha reacted in a way that is consistent with her strong personality. In verses 20 to 22, John tells us that when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she left the house and met Jesus along the way. Her words and her demeanor come very close to being a rebuke. She said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, we cannot discern her tone of voice as she spoke these words, but we can't help but think that she wondered why the Lord had taken so long to come to them. The rest of her initial comment to the Lord got straight to the point. She said, "Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Now, obviously, Martha knew that Jesus was the Son of God. She said so in verse 27, so she spoke directly about her expectation. She expected Jesus to do something about their loss. She then engaged the Lord in a remarkably clear and accurate conversation on the hope of the resurrection at the end of time. You see, Martha knew the scriptures well, and she knew Jesus just as well. She boldly used both in order to make her desires known to the Lord. Mary, on the other hand, had remained at the house, weeping for her brother with those who had come to console her. We read about that in verse 19. In verses 28 to 32, we see that Mary responded very differently to the Lord. When Martha told Mary that Jesus was near their village, she hurriedly rose and went to see him. In verse 32, John says, "Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" Now, Mary used exactly the same words that Martha used, but rather than being a mild rebuke, Mary's statement is one more of sorrow and supplication. She did not stand toe-to-toe, as it were, with Jesus, as Martha had done. Instead, she fell at his feet and humbly petitioned him. Mary was clearly more openly moved by Lazarus's death than Martha was. Her milder, more tender personality was overcome with grief, and this was reflected in how she approached Jesus. Her demeanor elicited a far different response from the Lord as well. In verses 33 to 35, the scripture says, "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled, and said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said to him, 'Lord, come and see.' Jesus wept." Now, Mary was no less direct in her comments than Martha had been, but her tender heart moved the Lord to share her tears. In John chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, sometime after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Martha was the hostess at a dinner given for Jesus. And again, the contrasting personalities of these sisters was evident. In verse 2, John says that Martha was serving. This sounds very much like the Martha we know from Scripture. She was the hostess of the dinner, and she was busy making sure everything went just as it should, very much according to her character. On the other hand, Mary acted in a very different way, but also consistent with her character. In verse 3, John says, "Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume." So what we see here is that while Martha busied herself attending to the physical needs of the occasion, Mary attended to the spiritually significant matters. In the discussion that followed among the dinner guests, Jesus validated Mary's action, noting that she had done this in anticipation and preparation for his burial, which would occur in about a week's time. It is important here to note that Jesus did not demean Martha's serving and caring for her dinner guests. Obviously, she was doing good by doing so. However, Jesus held up Mary's service as superior, because it was focused on the spiritual goal to which Jesus was headed. And by the way, all four gospel accounts record an incident in which a woman anointed Jesus at a meal. In Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 39, the woman is identified as a sinner, most likely a prostitute, and the location is the home of a Pharisee. This obviously is a different incident than the one mentioned in Matthew, Mark, and John, and occurred much earlier in the Lord's ministry. There is no indication in Scripture that Mary had ever been an ungodly woman, much less a prostitute. Now let's look at a final contrast between Mary and Martha. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, the Scripture says, "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Now this incident occurred before the one that we read about in John chapter 12, but the character of the two sisters is obviously the same. Martha was intent on fulfilling a responsibility as a hostess. We can see her in our mind's eye, busily fluttering about the house, first here, then there, aware that the Lord was teaching, but so distracted that she got nothing out of it. Mary, on the other hand, was drawn immediately to the Lord's feet and was clinging to his every word. Mary was very likely as oblivious of Martha's hurried preparations as Martha was of the Lord's teaching. Martha obviously was a knowledgeable and spiritually minded woman. Her conversation with the Lord in John 11 certainly demonstrates this. However, on this occasion, she was more concerned about the physical than the spiritual. When she confronted the Lord about her concerns, he mildly rebuked her as he pointed out this truth to her. It is not that Martha was doing wrong. She was doing what a good hostess should do. She just needed to be reminded that the spiritual things are more important. For Mary's part, the Lord offered no rebuke toward her for not helping her sister. From a social standpoint, of course, she should have been assisting Martha, but she had made a better choice. She put spiritual things first, and she was commended for doing so. As the Lord said, this was something that would never be taken from her. He was speaking, as Peter said in John chapter 6 and verse 68, words of eternal life, and Mary, obviously, was feasting on them. The lesson that we learn from Martha and Mary is priorities. It is good to take care of physical responsibilities, but it is best to put spiritual things first. If we do so, the physical things will likewise be taken care of. Martha and Mary were both good, sincere, and godly women. The Lord loved them, and he cared about them in a very special way, and he will do the same for godly women today who put him first. As well-intentioned, sincere, knowledgeable, and spiritual as we may be, it is possible for us to feel overwhelmed by our daily responsibilities. If we let them, they will so distract us that we become oblivious to the Lord's teaching. We are all different in our personalities and our character. Our good qualities are enhanced when we focus them on spiritual things first. The church needs Martha's and Mary's to help it grow and prosper. In a way, there is a little of both of them in all of us. So let's use our good qualities to the glory of the Lord by always putting him first. Thanks very much for listening this morning. Please join us again next time for Let the Bible Speak.